Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope y'all doing well out there, man. Hope everything going well with y'all, good with y'all. Life is great with y'all, man. Shalom aleikum. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. I just be hoping everything be good with y'all, man. Just, you know what I'm saying, taking care of yourself the way you're supposed to, staying healthy, staying strong. You know what I'm saying? Staying in the spirit, staying with, and staying in the word with our Father, and just, you know what I'm saying, fasting and praying and doing what's right. You know what I'm saying? To keep your life on the right path, on the narrow road, straight, not going left or right, you know what I'm saying? But just always looking ahead and planning, you know what I'm saying? Planning to just do your best each and every day. Be perfect for the Father. That's all we can do, man. Just understand how powerful our Father really is. We got to understand how powerful He really is. We got to look into the power of our Father. Our Father don't speak, with authority for no reason. You know what I'm saying? He don't speak with dominion for no reason. He don't speak like a king for no reason. He don't speak like a god for no reason. You know what I'm saying? He don't speak in the way that he speak for no reason. You know what I'm saying? He don't speak for ahead of time for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Everything that he speak is true, and everything that he speak is real, and everything that he speak is honesty. You know what I'm saying? And we must seek it out to see if it is. And once we seek it out to see if it is, we find truth in that. You know what I'm saying? We find faith in that. We find love in that, peace in that, hope in that, joy in that, everything in that. You know what I'm saying? Because we trust in it and we know that it's real. You know what I'm saying? So when you see the things on this earth that's going on, and you see what happened in the biblical words that our Father wrote for us, then you will see that he is true and that he is real. And most people read things in the Bible, like I was saying, and they don't see it because they don't seek it. You see what I'm saying? So when you don't see, so when you don't, so when you read something in the Bible and you don't see it, you're supposed to ask God to show you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're looking for truth. You know what I'm saying? You're looking to gain your faith more and more. Each and every time you read the Bible, you're looking to gain your faith. You can't just say you have faith in God and believe in God because that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, when the test of times come, the trials and tribulations come, you know what I'm saying? That's when you're going to be tested to see if you really have faith, if you really trust. So you must understand that you must seek the truth. You know what I'm saying? So when you see something in the Bible and you're like, oh man, I ain't see this before, this never happened or whatever, you're supposed to ask the Father to show you. You know what I'm saying? So when he show you with the spiritual eyes to see, you will see the things that he spoke are speaking of. You know what I'm saying? At that point when you're reading it, that it is true. You know what I'm saying? So that you can find truth in that, and so that you can have faith in that, so you won't have to have worry, doubt, or fear within your heart or within your mind, within your soul, or within your spirit, so that now it resonate with you and it's set well with you and it's settled well with you, and that way you can move according to the law. You can move according to the true God, the real God, the only God. You know what I'm saying? And that way you won't be questioning things. You know what I'm saying? Should I do this? Should I do that? Oh, is I wonder if God gonna do this. I wonder if God gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? Because the more faith you gain the faith by the truth. That way you say the truth will set you free. The truth of what? The truth of the words of God will set you free. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't find something to be true, if you find something to be questionable, you need to question God, and you got to know how to question God. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to question God so that you can seek it out for yourself and he can show you. You know what I'm saying? So you can have great encounters with the Father, great intimacy with the Father. You know what I'm saying? That all grow you. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that you won't not saying that you won't go through trials and tribulations and all that, because you will. But that's just making you stronger. It's all about growth. Growing, you know what I'm saying? We all become a child, and then he grow us. You know what I'm saying? We start with the milk, and then we go to the meat. You know what I'm saying? He grow us through times. He grow us through our situations. So we gotta learn how to grow. We gotta learn how to ask. We gotta learn how to speak to God. We gotta learn how to act. How to act. How our character is supposed to be. The only way we gonna know how our character is supposed to be if we study God. You gotta study the law. You know what I'm saying? The law is powerful. If no man study the law, the man is abomination to the law. You see what I'm saying? So if you're abomination to the law, that means you're transgression to the law. In that case, you out of order. So when now it's time for judgment and your court case come up in the spiritual realm, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's it, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about studying the law, learning the law, and becoming the law. Because our Father is his word. So our Father is the law. You know what I'm saying? He's the judge. So we must understand how we need to take advantage of this while we can, while we're here, while we're still alive, while we got our breath. You know what I'm saying? While we're waking up every day. You know what I'm saying? Say to be in the word day and night. You know what I'm saying? So if you into the word day and night, then everything else will fall upon you that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you're looking for on this earth, it all will come to you if you stand into the word of the Father, because you're gaining wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You know what I'm saying? You're getting clarity and peace. You know what I'm saying? Your heart is getting fulfilled. Everything is getting fulfilled at the right time, season. You know what I'm saying? That it's supposed to be right in the right season every time. You know what I'm saying? Because our Father will be building us all up to become kings and queens. You know what I'm saying? And rulers upon the earth. But we can't be rulers upon the earth if we're looking for man to validate us to be a king or a queen. You know what I'm saying? If we're looking for a man to say, oh, you're a king, or you look like a king, or we looking for a female to say the woman is a queen or whatever, vice versa. Nah, we ain't looking for that. We should know what validate us to be a king or a queen. You know what I'm saying? And we should know who validate us to be a king or a queen. Only a king can make a king, and only a queen can make a queen. But God is the king of all. So he can make a king and a queen. And Mother Ruth standing right beside him, so she can make the queen by giving him wisdom. You know what I'm saying? So we must understand, you know what I'm saying, how it all works. Because once we get the foundation down pat, everything else is easy. You know what I'm saying? Because the foundation is the Father. The beginning and the ending is the Father. So once we understand that, and once we know who our Father is, who our Mother is, who our Messiah is, you know what I'm saying, and how the kingdom work and how the kingdom operate and what's the laws, you know what I'm saying, of the kingdom, then everything else become easy on this earth, because this earth do not move without God. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't went to the foundation, the main source, you know what I'm saying, that provides everything for everybody, even the wicked, you know what I'm saying? You must understand that everything outside of that is nothing to you, because you already know the main source. You already know the main God. You already know the main king. You already know the main ruler, the main laws. You know what I'm saying? The wicked of the world don't teach you the laws of God, because they want you to abandon those laws. So when you abandon those laws, you get caught up in the wrong. See what I'm saying? So when you get caught up in the wrong, you get caught up in the wrong in the spiritual law with God, and then you get caught up in the physical law with the wicked, and then they're able to jail you, they're able to do whatever they feel to do to you, whatever they put in their law to do to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you become moral and ethical and righteous and holy, how can they? You know what I'm saying? How can they bring their law against you if you're moral and ethical? You know what I'm saying? Within the law, and you studied the law, and you know the law, and you became the law of our Father that he gave us. You know what I'm saying? They can't. You know what I'm saying? Because you just. You know what I'm saying? You moral. You know what I'm saying? And the just should get all the wealth from the wicked. So when you understand that, you understand how powerful the Father is, because then once you know the law of the Father and you live in it and you became it, you know what I'm saying, your character is growing within God and being more like God in the body than God, then the power is within you now. Because now you got to take that same power, knowledge, and wisdom and be it. And once you be it, then you say, okay, I'm living in this world. Let's see what type of laws they got out here in this world, you know what I'm saying, that's coming against us as people. You know what I'm saying? Because once you're aware of that and you see how I'm moving, you're like, oh, that's easy. I'm already moving, you know what I'm saying, ethical and moral. So that's already crossed out. Now you got to see how you can overcome, you know what I'm saying, the wicked that put the laws into place. You know what I'm saying? Because it's laws inside the laws that the wicked had to make. You know what I'm saying? That God made them make. You see what I'm saying? It's for his righteous ones. But see, the righteous can't replenish and subdue the earth if what? If they don't know the laws of that's in the earth, that's in the world. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna outdo the laws in the world if you don't know them? You know what I'm saying? Just like how you gonna outdo the laws that's in the word of our Father Yahweh, and you don't know them. How you gonna say that you more ethical and all these things if you don't know the laws? You know what I'm saying? So you have to know the laws in order to know how you supposed to move. You see what I'm saying? Like, we know, like, oh, when we're driving the car, to buckle up and put a seatbelt on, because that's one of the main laws in every state, right? Just about every state, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, like, running a red light. But some places don't got lights. You see what I'm saying? So some laws different in different places. But in America, majority of the places, they got lights. You know what I'm saying? So you know not to run the red light and all these things like that, right? And then you know not to thieve and robbery and all these things, because you know the consequences of all the, you know what I'm saying, the outcome of the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? But then when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to the law of our Father, you don't know what the sin is. You don't know what transgression is. You don't know what trials and tribulations is. You don't know what they is. So every day you in error because you're doing them. You know what I'm saying? So just like, you know what I'm saying, our Father said we're supposed to overcome the wicked, and he would take from the wicked and give to us. But if we don't know the laws of economics, you know what I'm saying, how can we get, you know what I'm saying, promoted to wealth, you know what I'm saying, from our Father? You know what I'm saying? How can we? So that's the situation. You can't because guess what? That's why you can't. Because you haven't seeked out the laws to understand the laws, to know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what to do. So since you don't know what to do, you know what I'm saying, because you haven't studied the laws of economics, then you're going to always have a poor mind when it comes to economic. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always have a poor spirit when it comes to economic. You're going to always have you know what I'm saying? And the physical will have a poor living standard because you don't understand the laws of economics. You know what I'm saying? Just like you don't understand the constitutional laws. You know what I'm saying? So all these laws matter because they have to take place in our life. You know what I'm saying? Because they're here. So since they're here, we got to understand that, hey, these laws been here since before I was born. You know what I'm saying? Since 1933, 1938, around those times, these laws been here. You know what I'm saying? What I've been doing? Have I been learning these laws, or have I just been living? You know what I'm saying? Just like throughout your whole life, you barely knew the word of God. You just been living. You know what I'm saying? Until you came into the word, you're like, oh, man, it's the word of God. Like, I never knew this was in there. I never knew that was in there. But it is. You know what I'm saying? Just like you would never know what's in these laws, and you would never know how they benefit you until you get into them and study and learn them. You see what I'm saying? So you can see how powerful our Father is. You think that our Father would give us biblical laws, you know what I'm saying, spiritual laws, to be with him, and then he tell us that we are to be kings and queens and rulers of the earth, and subdue and replenish the earth, the righteous, and the wealth from the wicked would come into the just, which is the righteous, right? You think he would tell us all those things and then put us in a world where the wicked is quote unquote running things and we can't do nothing about it? You know what I'm saying? You think that? You know what I'm saying? Only way you're gonna think that is if you never read the laws, if nobody never pointed you to the laws. You see what I'm saying? So the only way you're gonna have that type of mindset is if nobody never showed you, pointed you to it, I told you about it. Maybe you heard about it, but you never seeked it out. Just like everybody heard about God, but they never seek God out. So they never really know how God really is. You see what I'm saying? Until now they need help in their life, and then they're like, oh man, I need God. So what people do when they don't know the law? Oh man, I need a lawyer. Why? Because the lawyer done studied the laws, but you haven't. You see what I'm saying? So now you got to pay him or her to go in on your behalf, not saying nothing wrong with it, but at the same time, it's laws to where it's not just court laws where you just need a lawyer to go to court. It's actual laws to where you can you don't have to pay bills. You see what I'm saying? But do we know those laws? We don't know those laws. So since you don't know those laws, you don't know nothing but to have to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? That's all you would know, because you haven't gotten to those laws. Nobody never taught you. You never studied those laws to understand those laws. So you just continuously being robbed each and every month, you know what I'm saying, paying bills to the wicked, and they becoming rich and wealthy as you becoming poor and poor, and you slaving and working for little to nothing, you know what I'm saying, are barely making it, are making it and feel like you're good. But at the same time, I bet if you found out that it benefits you in so many ways to where you don't have to give your hard work and money up, then you would keep your money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anybody knew the laws, they would say, hey man, if I could put these laws into place for myself, because I'm supposed to have that type of power because the government gave that to me, because my father made them give it to me, because if they didn't, then they know what would happen to them if they didn't put the laws into place for the colorable money. You know what I'm saying? They know what would happen. So they had to put them into place because they thieves and robbers. And God would make sure the wicked give unto his children, you know what I'm saying, the just, the wealth. You know what I'm saying? So since those laws are there, before half of us was even here on this earth, we need to start implementing them. We need to start studying and actually doing them and becoming wealthy. You know what I'm saying? Becoming wealthy, what, mentally, what, spiritually, what, physically, you know what I'm saying? In all ways, we become wealthy because we gain wisdom, that's wealth. We gain knowledge, that's wealth. And then when we get the paper money and we turn the paper money into assets and buy assets upon the earth, that is wealth. Wealth for who? Our children, children, children. You know what I'm saying? And what the Bible quote, it says, what it says, I think it said, a good man leave wealth, leave an inheritance for his children, children, children. Didn't our father tell David that he was gonna leave wealth for his children, children, children? Didn't our father tell Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he was gonna leave wealth for his children, for their children, children, children? Okay then. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a good man, a good woman, I think you would want to do the same thing that the father is doing for us and has done for his children, children, children. You see what I'm saying? Because we have to do everything like the father. So it's no way you could be a poor person on earth and leave wealth for your children, children, children. You don't have anything. We're not meant to be here on this earth to be poor. Heaven came down to earth. So since heaven came down to earth, that means our papa operated on the earth to make the earth be for his children. You see what I'm saying? It's supposed to be for us, but the wicked has prevailed over us because we was put to sleep because of the wickedness we was doing upon the earth. You know what I'm saying? But when some of us wake up, which are the just, the righteous, you know what I'm saying, the sheep, the saints, you know what I'm saying, the Hebrews, you know what I'm saying, then when we wake up and we get deeper and deeper to our Father and get close to our Father, he will point these things out to some of us, and then we can spread them to all of us. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it works. So only the righteous will get their inheritance. Even though the wicked may know about this, it won't activate in their life the right way, because they'll never be fulfilled by God. They'll just be fulfilled by the world. What's a man who gain the whole world and lose his soul? You know what I'm saying? So it don't work for everybody. Even though they may implement it and do it, they're gonna not be fulfilled. They're gonna be empty inside, gain the whole world, and lose their soul because they don't know the foundation of the whole earth. They don't know the source. You know what I'm saying? But we do. You know what I'm saying? And we will take their money too. We will take their wealth too. Because fear gonna come upon them all. You know what I'm saying? When there's a drought, when there's a famine, there's fear. There's doubt and there's worry. And people run to what? Safe havens. You know what I'm saying? So what they want to do, they want to sell everything. They want to give it up. And guess what we're going to do? Come scoop it up and take it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're going to do. So you must understand how the game goes, how it works. Because the wicked got to give it up. It was already prophesied. It was already foretold that they will. You know what I'm saying? And that he would give it to his children, man. So we're going to come through and get it. You know what I'm saying? But y'all gotta understand the laws, just like I gotta understand them. I'm getting into them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm asking God to show me, you know what I'm saying, how to understand these laws, to point me, you know what I'm saying, to the right direction to understand them, because they're for us. Think about this. You have an enemy, right? Would you ever think in a billion years that your enemy will put something into place to where you would capitalize off of it? And that's your enemy. That's your adversary. They hate you. You think that they will make something to where you can capitalize off of it and actually win and prevail against them when they hate you and they don't like you? They want to kill you and do all these things to you. Think that you think that? No. So how come that it is laws in place for us? You know what I'm saying? And they hate us and they want to kill us and they do all this wicked to us and they steal and rob from us and all these things from us. But it is laws that's in place for us. And guess what? They wrote them in a way to where we can't understand them. So the educational system that we have don't teach us to understand how to read and that form of way of how they put it. You see what I'm saying? They don't teach us how to read in that form of way. You know what I'm saying? Like on it, it would say like, oh, in this law for the persons of the instrument, da da da. And you'd be like, persons of the instrument. Because they don't teach us to talk like, oh, the persons. They teach us to talk like the people. Are they, are we, are he, are she. They teach us to talk like that. You see what I'm saying? So you won't really understand the person of the law of the instrument. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't understand that type of talk because they don't teach us that way. You know what I'm saying? That's wrote in a whole nother way. You know what I'm saying? So they made it crafty like the wicked do, and trickery like the wicked do, so that you can't understand it. And so that when you do start reading, you might not even care to read it no more because you're not comprehending to it really. You know what I'm saying? So we ask our Father to help us with that. You know what I'm saying? And there's other people out there that actually can break it down to you and understand it too, and you need to be studying and learning. So that way, you know what I'm saying, you can implement them. You know what I'm saying? Because they are out here. Our father made them write it. You know what I'm saying? They had no choice but to write it. They got themselves tied up. And they'll never tell you. You know what I'm saying? Why would your enemy tell you, oh man, I'm tied up, I need your help? Oh man, I'm tied up, I done messed up. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna tell you that. They're gonna just be like, okay, well, I mean, we're gonna keep running until you know, and they'll never find out. We done covered this. We done tricked the words up crafty way. You know what I'm saying? They voting for us. They doing all this stuff for us. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they kind of like the way the fake money moving around the earth. You know what I'm saying? So why would we want to change up anything for them? They'll never figure it out in years. You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem. Our Father made them trap themselves, just like Satan trapped himself. Just like every wicked person in the Bible trapped themselves. And every righteous person in the Bible capitalized and came up big, waxed rich. You know what I'm saying? Every time our Father sent us to a land, you know what I'm saying, and we fought that war and took over, he either gave us their stuff or he told us don't take their stuff, and he gave us something out there and we waxed rich. Stop playing, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. It's all hidden. You know what I'm saying? It's all coded. But when you decode it, you know what I'm saying, and break open the hidden treasures, you know what I'm saying? It's for us. It's for us. And I'm going to capitalize off of it because our Father gave it to us. You know what I'm saying? How can you be complete on this earth and knowing this and don't implement on this? How could you be complete on this earth and not knowing this and all the years of your life you've been here on the earth and never knew? You know what I'm saying? That's a hard pill to swallow, man. That's a hard pill to swallow. And especially if you're a child of God. You know what I'm saying? All these years, you've been, you know what I'm saying, in and out, working, and not even knowing that it's laws out here that can help you. That the wicked put into place because they had no choice. They had no choice. They had no choice. They trapped themselves for being thieves and robbers. Don't a thief and a robber always get caught? If they don't get caught the first time, they get caught the second time. They don't get caught the second time, they get caught the third time. A thief and a robber can never leave this earth without being caught. It's either they're going to get caught on the earth or they're going to get caught by God in heaven. I mean, trying to go to heaven when they die. They're going to get caught. So regardless of the fact, a thief and a robber is going to get caught. And they been got caught. You know what I'm saying? And you know they made us stop reading for over, 400 years. They made us stop reading so that they can do these things to us. You know what I'm saying? And then they know it became a curse upon us, you know what I'm saying, and traumatized us to where we don't even care to read. So since you don't want to read and you want to hear everybody talk, 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 guess what? It's all right there written for you. So if you never read it, you'll never get it. You know what I'm saying? And they know majority of us ain't gonna read. I used to not care to read. You know what I'm saying? But it's power in reading, because when you read and you actually read to understand and to gain knowledge and wisdom from your reading, for what you read, then you actually become smarter and gain wisdom from it. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's there, man. And I just want to let y'all know that it's there. And it's in the UCC codes. The UCC codes. UCC codes. That's what it's saying. And we got to get to it, man. You know what I'm saying? Open that up. Go online. And open it up and just start reading, man. And ask God for understanding in that. But never put anything before God. You know what I'm saying? So put God first. Ask God how you want you to move with everything. You know what I'm saying? And that way, you can help yourself out. And you can help everybody else around you and empower them. So we can all empower each other. You know what I'm saying? To, man, do what our Father told us to do, man. Do what our Father told us to do. It's easier when you got your own land and you running the things and you calling the shots. You know what I'm saying? But when you're in the nut, when you're in a strange land, you know what I'm saying? Like our Father told Abraham that he's going to put us in a strange land. And we're going to be speaking a strange language, because we're not speaking Hebrew no more. You know what I'm saying? And we're not in Israel no more. Then you must understand that the oppressor has some strategies and crafty wickedness to come against you. And when they could do that and put you to sleep, you know what I'm saying, mentally and spiritually, and take you away from your God, then after years and years and years, that kind of ponder on you to where now you forgot. And now your God got to bring you into remembrance of all things that you forgot. You even forgot the holy days. You know what I'm saying? So you forget so much stuff. You know what I'm saying? How can you know? You know what I'm saying? How can you believe or think in your mind that something on this earth is for you, when everything been changed around in crafty ways? You know what I'm saying? How can you believe and think that anything is for you? How can you believe in your God? You know what I'm saying? How can you know who your God is? You know what I'm saying? You need somebody to show you. You need somebody to break it down to you. You need somebody to guide you. You know what I'm saying? And that way you need to find somebody to actually teach you. You know what I'm saying? So I always recommend Apostle Rosalind Solomon, a mother in the Lord. I always recommend her, because she can show you. She can guide you. She can teach you and help you break curses and all type of things. You know what I'm saying? God has made her very special for us all. And, you know, it's not for everybody to come to her, but it's for those who God choose to come to her. You know what I'm saying? So she may be too powerful for some people. And some people it might not resonate with, because you know how people is. And it ain't by no force. We ain't forcing nobody. But, you know, but yeah, man, we got to get to it. You know what I'm saying? There's power in our Father, and he giving it to us. He gave it to us. And we just need to know how to activate it, how to go about it. You know what I'm saying? How to believe, receive, and know that he have blessed us, because he brought heaven into the earth. You know what I'm saying? He brought heaven to the earth for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Yeshua came and pointed out. That's why they hated Yeshua, because he came and pointed out, you know what I'm saying, what they was doing. Because the people who they was trying to talk to, they was trying to make it seem to them like, you know, they was the pillars of the earth, and you know what I'm saying, that they knew it all, and basically you got to be under them, just like the government be, you know what I'm saying, and they want you to be surrounded around their game, you know what I'm saying, and Yeshua came and said, what is this, what is that, what is this, flip the table, do all this, you know what I'm saying, expose the devil, expose Satan, because that's what they are, you know what I'm saying, and they was trying to reverse psychology and say that he was Satan, you know what I'm saying. But in reality, the people is listening like, man, he's saying something different. He different. How do you know what I'm saying? So we different. You know what I'm saying? The children of God are different. You know what I'm saying? So when we expose Satan, he don't like it. When we wake people up, he don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Our Messiah was crucified. So guess what? If we got to be crucified for our people and for our God, you know what I'm saying, to put everybody in the right position, then, hey, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's called life. You know what I'm saying? Is he gonna come to earth and do the right thing? Are you not? You know what I'm saying? You're gonna come back. So it is what it is at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? We got to do what's right for our Father, and that's all I care about at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So even when Elijah came, you know what I'm saying, he did the same thing. He was doing the same thing. Even Elijah and Elijah, they both was doing the same thing. Elijah carried on two spirits of Elijah. Elijah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they don't like when they get exposed. They don't like when their secrets get told. You know what I'm saying? You open them up like a book. They don't like that. And then you know how to activate on it. See, you could talk about it all day. They don't care if you talk about it. You see what I'm saying? That's why they put it out there. They got to put it out there. You know what I'm saying? They got to tell you what they're going to do. They don't care if you talk about it. It's when you act on it. Once you act on it, oh, that's a problem. Oh, you know how to act on it too. Oh, we got to stop him. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop him because he know how to act on it. He's becoming rich. He's taking our money. Oh, he's taking everything. That's when the problem come into play. When you know how to act on the nonsense they doing. You know what I'm saying? You know how to overcome. And then you know how to empower other people to overcome. You know what I'm saying? Closed mouth don't get fed. You know what I'm saying? And if your mind ain't activated into Father Yahweh, then your mind is closed and you still asleep. You need to wake up. You know what I'm saying? And step into the right realm, you know what I'm saying, of our Father, so that he can activate you to be who he anointed and appointed you to be on this earth, man. I love y'all, man. Peace be unto y'all. As we say in Hebrew, Shalom Aleichem.